Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kiriciti, joined by my co-host Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Transfer portal's popping off. We're in the beginning of December again. I think last time I checked, it was about 500 Division I players in the portal as of December 1st. We're currently recording on the 4th. Wanted to take a couple minutes just to shed some light on some opportunities and give some people some food for thought as they go through this process, because I think right now is a funky time to be in the portal for a variety of reasons. One, it's that mid-year window. Two, you've got the roster crunch coming, which I think will limit quite a bit of activity at the Division I level. We've talked to, at this point, dozens of coaches about what this window would look like. And I would say, if we've talked to 20 coaches, I would say 19 of them have said, hey, we're not really looking for mid-year guys right now because we don't know what our roster is going to look like. And we know that come June, it's going to be another whirlwind and there's going to be a large sum of kids that are going to end up in the transfer portal. And we don't want to, take on a kid that's not going to be able to play for us in the spring and having some uncertainty of where the roster is going to be. So definitely some stuff to unpack here. And I think there's some things that people need to be aware of in terms of what the rules are and kind of how that works. And then also some things to consider in the process here as you go through it in this next month, because it's a pretty tight timeline to kind of sort some of this stuff out. So kick it over to you for some initial thoughts. I know I got a few.
Yeah. I think this is the start of it, right? This one, and then the post spring portal, and I know, if you're a regular listener to this, this is probably the eighth or ninth time that we've talked about this. And every time we bring it up, it's more so because there's more information that's coming out as to why we need to address some of the things that's going on. Obviously we've talked about the roster crunch that's coming. We still don't necessarily have a clear picture. We have a cloudy picture at best at what that's going to look like. And hopefully when the court cases and such are sorted out by in April, we're going to have a pretty good idea. But, all the coaches are trying to get their rosters to a point where, they're going to be, if they have to get to 34 at the end of the season for the following year, there's going to come more cuts because we're at 40. So there's going to be more people that are going to go get into the portal. And it's going to be pretty jam-packed, and you want to make sure that you have a fairly decent plan for what you want to do moving forward. And that could be going to a JUCO and finishing a year and or a semester or even a year and a half, depending on where you are in your clock, and going 4-2-4. It could be going down a level to Division II or Division III. It could be transferring, for whatever it is that you want. So there's a lot of things that are up in the air. But right now the December 1st transfer portal is filled with a ton of people who are getting, cut, for lack of a better term, off their teams now, because rosters are big and they're trying to get under, they're at least trying to get close to that 40 number, for next year, for the spring, and then position themselves to be able to get down to potentially 34 after that. There's going to be a lot of movement. It's a little cloudy right now, but, if this is something that you're facing, you're going to want to make sure that you have a pretty good plan in place for what it is that you're going to have to undergo, next year or, next spring, the following fall, whatever it might be. And I think one of the things that, you want to keep in mind if you're a freshman, if you're a sophomore, really if you're anyone in college that's not a senior, and a guy who's committed somewhere, is that you're going to have to go in and show up and show out. Like, we've talked about this a little bit, but it's more or less going to be a full fall tryout for everyone if they're over that number to get down to it. You know, and you can't necessarily go in there with the mindset of like, it's not going to happen to me, because it very well can. You know, I would venture a guess to say that the vast majority of people in the transfer portal who got let go from their schools didn't think it was going to happen to them, right? Like, you don't necessarily think going to school like, oh, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get cut after the first 4 months and I'm going to be in the portal. You know, so you have to go in and showcase your abilities and be really good and do everything you need to do off the field so you don't find yourself in this position. But, you know, the other part is it starts on the front end of making sure that you make the right decision going in. You know, you don't necessarily want to end up going to a place where they have 50 dudes on the roster and 23 arms and you're the 24th. You know, so there's a lot going on there. You know, I just think that the transfer portal, and again, I'm not anti-transfer portal. I think it gives the kids a little bit more leverage and some options for what it is that they're undergoing. But like, it's a reality of college baseball. And until there's guardrails put on it, this is what it's going to be for December 1st and what it's going to be in, you know, the spring, summer of next year for a lot of guys who are at the Division I level, who are in programs that have to get under 40.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds next year, and hopefully the roster cuts to 34 actually quell some of at least the mid-year stuff. I'm not sure if we'll ever get away from the transfer portal stuff in June, just because guys are going to be looking to make moves. Guys are going to be told that, you know, hey, it's not going to happen here, that kind of thing. But if you're one of the guys who's in the portal right now, I think there's a couple things that you got to know and a couple things you need to think about. One, if you're a Division I player, then after reading the rules, I believe the only outlier case is if you have a degree in hand. So if you're on campus and you have already gotten your undergraduate degree, you would be eligible to pitch for somebody in the spring. But if you have not obtained your four-year degree, you're not eligible to transfer to a Division I school and compete this spring. So if you're going in with the mindset of that, you can't do it. So you're going to have to get rid of that thought. And then what I was speaking to before is that most of these Division I schools who in a different time may have been willing to take a kid and say, hey, why don't we get you enrolled in the spring? We'll get you, you know, kind of assimilated into the program we best we can based on the rules and restrictions that are going to be applied, and you'll be good to go for the fall. They're far less likely to do that right now because of the roster crunch and just not, you know, it's just a lot harder to do the math. There's a lot less predictability in terms of who's going to leave, how many guys are you going to have to bring in from the portal. So keep that in mind. Junior college is a great option for guys who are trying to find a spot right now. I'll get into the other options here in a second, but junior college, if you're a sophomore and you have your credits that'll transfer, most junior colleges are going to give you a chance to finish 25% of your credits and make you eligible for that 424. And you can basically get a significant head start on the portal because you become immediately recruitable in January once you enroll in your new junior college, where anybody else, they cannot communicate with schools until they enter the portal officially in June. So you can get ahead of what we anticipate to be somewhat of a cluster, if you will, in June, and give yourself a little bit of an advantage. If you're a freshman and you got cut, JUCO is also a great option because, one, maybe you put yourself in a situation to get some at-bats, but you can begin your long-term recruiting process by putting up some numbers. You can start identifying schools in the summer and in the fall where a lot of junior college action happens for the next recruiting cycle. So it's a great thing to think about. If you do decide to go the four-year school route and go to the Division II or the Division III level, my advice to you would be don't select a school with the idea that you're going straight to the portal again in June to try to get back to the Division I level. If you go and you have a great year offensively, or you're able to get a ton of innings and you can put some stuff on paper, maybe you find yourself in a situation where that becomes an opportunity. But I think that that is a little bit wishful thinking, and you need to be able to prove yourself at those levels probably for at least 2 years before you're going to get a ton of traction, unless you do some crazy stuff. You go out in the summer, have a great summer. You're just kind of an uber athletic kid who's just starting to figure it out. Like, there's some outlier cases for sure. But I think if you go in with the idea of I'm looking for my next destination because that's going to be my last destination, I think you'll be a lot more successful finding a four-year school that's going to be a fit. And it's a little bit disingenuous to go to a four-year school and then with the idea that like, hey, I'm jumping right in the portal no matter what. Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with that, but I think that having that mindset is going to put you in a position where you might not be where you want to be at the end of the season, and you're going to be there for a full another year, most likely. So take that into account when you're trying to make some of these decisions, because you don't want to be in a situation where you have to go in the portal for reasons that you don't want to go in the portal again. Because this June is probably going to be the craziest portal season that we'll see, barring any other significant rule changes, because there's going to be a lot of kids going into the portal that don't want to be in the portal just because of the roster cuts that are going to have to take place. So I do expect it to be pretty jam-packed. And then the other thing, too, is that you're competing against other Division II and Division III guys that may have an extra year or they have a great year. So that portal window gets – it's going to be pretty wild. So if you can avoid that by making a good decision on your next four-year school, great. You might be able to avoid it or at least put yourself in a position of power by going to a junior college, because you can kickstart your outreach. You can start to plan for what you're going to do. You go out and you perform. You can get your junior college coaches involved with your search and trying to identify schools that are going to be a good fit. You've got a lot more runway, a lot more room for error, and you kind of stack your chips in your favor a little bit if you do choose to go to the JUCO route.
Yeah, you know, the other thing too, I think, to keep in mind when you're talking, you know, freshmen or, you know, maybe some sophomores in there too, you know, if you redshirted your freshman year or you are a freshman and you have zero college stats, the JUCO route is something that is probably the better opportunity from the jump, because it's going to allow you to go accumulate stats in a college setting where it's going to be kind of hard, especially if you're a sophomore who, you know, and it might be zero stats because you redshirted. It might be you threw five innings, you know, but those five innings obviously aren't going to tell the whole story for you. You know, so it being able to accumulate those stats, and it's going to be hard, you know, to really go from a four-year school to another four-year school when you don't necessarily have any college stats, or you don't have, you know, serviceable college stats, to kind of break that down and see what that looks like. You know, and aside from some schools that may have recruited you, you know, in the recruiting cycle that you could reach out to, it's going to be hard to try to convince some people who have never seen you play to be like, hey, I'm available. Well, okay, you threw five innings and you had a 15 ERA. Like, you know, I don't know if that's worth us taking a roster spot up for that. And, you know, those are legit concerns from a college coach standpoint when you have only 34 roster spots. You know, you can probably find somebody else who has better numbers. And it doesn't necessarily preclude you from being able to go back into a Division I school if that's where you're transferring from. But, you know, a really good opportunity would be going to a junior college, acquiring stats that are good, and then being able to say like, hey, yeah, I had a down year my freshman year, but I went to this junior college and I, you know, threw 45 innings and pitched at a 3-clip and found a lot of success doing some, you know, tweak some things, got a little bit more development. And here I'm at. Here's where I'm at now. And you become a little bit more desirable from a recruiting standpoint there, that they feel more comfortable knowing that you've thrown against college players, you have more innings, you found success, than looking at a, you know, maybe it was one bad outing or maybe it was two bad outings and that was all you had. That's a tough pill to swallow if you've never seen them play, and that's just the very small snapshot of what you have to go off of.
Yeah. If you're going to get recruited out of the portal, whether it's right now or whether it's in June, you got to put up some numbers. The guys who are finding new spots in the transfer portal were either high-end guys who might not have got some burn that are going down a level, and you're kind of living on reputation. But the vast majority of guys who are making moves, they're making moves because they put up numbers. And you got to show that you can compete at some level before you can compete, you know, at the Division I level or, you know, high-level Division II. You know, you got to have some substance there. So that's another reason why I think the JUCO route's a great option for a lot of guys, because, you know, you're not competing against 22-year-olds at the junior college level. There's more turnover. There can be more opportunity, and you need those innings. You need to be able to put some stats on paper. You need to be able to collect some of the data that these coaches are going to be looking for. You need to get on video, all that kind of stuff. So just some things to think about. Every person's situation is going to be a little bit different, but I think if you're open to the junior college option and you take the other four-year options, the D2 and the D3, seriously, and you look at those places as a landing spot for your future versus a stepping stone, I think you'll find yourself in a much better situation long-term. And if you do go into the portal again, you'll be doing it for the right reasons, not because you picked a spot that you didn't think could be a long-term fit. Anything else?
Nailed it.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. If you're in the portal, good luck. If you need help, call us. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.